Well, happy Thursday and welcome back to the Coffee Talk Morning Show here with Classy Cass. I've been talking with Lisa Gibbons, one of the nicest women in Hollywood, but we've learned this does not mean she is soft. Let's find out what happens when she goes head to head with a politician.
One of the first experiences for me with politics was when I was campaigning for my dad, who was running for state superintendent of education, and his opponent came up to me, I'm 16 years old, and said, "That's so cute that you're up here speaking for your daddy. Honey, you go up there and you do a really good job." And he reached underneath my little sundress and pinched me on the bottom.
Oh.
Well, instead of speaking about my dad, I got in front of that little group of like 100 people or something under an oak tree. And I said, "Instead of telling you about my dad's credentials for the job, I want to ask you, do you really want to vote for a man that would pinch a young girl's behind?"
Go, Lisa.
And I learned some interesting things. First of all, I went, "Oh my God, daddy's going to kill me." And, you know, my mother swept up and she goes, "You tell him, honey." And when I got home that night, my dad said, "I'm so proud of you having the courage to make him accountable." And I was still a nice girl, but I learned that you get rewarded for bold action. And that you can still be nice while holding other people to the fire for what they do.
And good for your dad to recognize that in you as well.
My dad is so my hero. And years ago, I gave my dad as a gift a medical alert device, a system. And he was wearing his Philips Lifeline when he hit the ground and had a heart attack. Dad lives by himself. He's a really independent John Wayne type. And it saved his life. So since it's the month of men's health and since Father's Day is coming up, you know, if there are people listening to us that are looking at what to do, give your dad something that will show how much you love him. He's taken care of you and done wonderful things for you. Here's a chance where you can do something really great for your dad.
You are such a great advocate for family caregivers, having lived through this much yourself with your family. Tell us a little bit about your Lisa Gibbons Memory Foundation.
You know, we're all about helping those husbands and wives and sons and daughters. And my dad writes poetry every day, so at Lisa's Care Connection, where we offer these free services, he's got Pop's Poetry Corner, because it's all about empowering you to make better choices. You know, you can't rewrite what's happened in your life, but you can certainly look ahead towards what can you do now. And so, you know, at our website, we've got tips on, you know, how to have the talk with your parents, for example, the top five things not to say. If you get objections, as I did with my dad, you know, "I don't want to wear this thing," things you can say to encourage them. And daddy taught me so much about what that resistance is really about. So he just puts his lifeline under his shirt. Nobody knows he's wearing it. So if he's fishing and passes out, I know that the automatic fall detection will find him and get help to him. And that's great peace of mind for me, the caregiver.
Oh, absolutely. And it's such a hard job. And I think that people are really going to appreciate knowing that there's that support out there for them.
My buddy Betty White is probably the best advocate for destigmatizing all of this. And she's it makes me look smart, you know. And she's been wearing one for years, just underneath her little shirt at work and everywhere on the set. So that helped my dad think he was like super cool.
If Betty can do it, anybody can do it. I would do whatever that woman did.
That's right.
She's my hero.
Mine too. And my favorite optimist, by the way.
Oh my goodness, yes. Now, speaking of heroes, I want to go back to something a little bit previous. You were on Dance with the Stars. How was it, Dance with Tony Dovolani?
Oh my goodness. Well, Tony, you know, has been consistently so amazing. He had his hands full with me because I was so in my head. I learned a lot about sometimes in life you have to let go. And for the control enthusiasts out there, you know, in ballroom dance, you can't lead.
Oh, no,
no. But he taught me a lot about just waiting for your partner to make the first step. Then you can react and respond. But that was a really great lesson to trust your music. You know, your music's going to change in life. And, you know, mine certainly has. My best friend said, "Why aren't you trying harder?" I went, "Oh my gosh, I'm trying as much as I can." She goes, "Well, you need a better strategy. Drink tequila."
Oh, no. Well, what is next for Lisa Gibbons?
You know, my youngest kid is just graduated high school,
going off to
college. Now the three of them are all kind of out on their own. My husband and I are looking forward to what does that mean for us. I'm coming back to television, which I hope to be able to talk about soon. That's what I know. That's what I love. So, you know, there's a lot of really cool things coming up.
Well, we definitely look forward to seeing you making it back to television. And Lisa, I just thank you so much for taking time to join us today. And
thank you. My pleasure.
Good luck with your upcoming adventures.
Thank you. And you as well.